Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This, I believe, is the last message for September to help you manifest money. And again, these are taken from a deck I created. So the next card, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it came up for you at the end of August. Maybe. Maybe. Allow help to be the channel. And what this means is, so it's the channel, meaning the channel where money can flow through, and allow a form of help to be that channel. Oh my gosh, there's so many ways you could look at this message, but essentially, if there is a resource that can help you, use it and allow that by using that help to be a channel to prosperity, to be a channel to abundance, to be a channel to receiving money, to be a channel to healing a particular area of your financial life. Help comes in many different forms. And when we are feeling stressed and worried and shame and guilt, we usually deny the help that we need most. Now, I'll also say this. When we are in those energetic spaces, there is an opportunity for help, quote unquote, to come in that's not really help. So use the spiritual power of discernment to decide if it truly is a helpful source. And through engaging that helpful source, you open the door to more money. So let's say, I know everybody's talking right now about the student loan reduction, I guess, whatever they're calling it, credit. They're taking 10,000 or 20,000 off our student loans. Engage that joyfully. Move through that entire process. If that is an option for you, love it, right? Don't poo-poo it. And through you engaging that joyfully and soulfully, you create a channel to more abundance. It could be maybe you're in a place where you need to use some government services, social services. By all means, use them if you feel inspired to do so. I think a lot of times people can feel guilt or shame or unworthy, or they shouldn't be using it. And what I have found is that's a really great way to close the door on a blessing. I'll tell you this, the first year of the pandemic, 2020, I did not do the PPP loans, and I had a very impassionate perspective on it that, you know, I work from home, and so, you know, my business isn't being affected, and that money should go elsewhere. You know, I was on a fucking soapbox about it. And then the second year, I was a man I had previously dated. He and I winded up reconnecting. We had one phone conversation. He's been in business for years and a businessman I really respect. And he's like, Amy, take the PPP loan. And I'm so grateful that he told me that. Not only was it a very, you know, there were steps involved with me taking the loan, and you know, it has since, I did do all the loan forgiveness and did not have to pay it back, but it showed up when I really, really needed it. 2021 was much harder for me than 2020. But it was harder because I didn't take any of the support in 2020. And so, and then it opened the door to more and more prosperity, right? And greater ideas. And you know, I don't think I would have written a novel last year if I hadn't taken the PPP loan earlier in the year, because it gave me enough financial peace where I could be like, okay, yeah, I can take the time to write a novel and put it in the world. And more so, here, this is the greatest example of it, was that I took that in March. And then I do all my payments through PayPal, and they offer working capitals, which I really enjoy that system. It's a great way for me to use credit because it's a very easy payment system. And it's just beautiful. I'm really grateful they offer it. I would not have felt comfortable taking the amount I needed to take because I didn't know Omicron was going to hit and I didn't know all the funkiness of 2022 financially, the ups and downs. And I can actually tune in and I can feel hesitancy around spending money. Well, clearly a spiritual advisor is an optional expense. I am so grateful that I took the PPP loan because it opened the door for me to even consider taking the amount I took from the working capital later in the year that helped me this year. And so this message, allow help to be the channel, allow it to be the channel, because you don't know where your prosperity is going to show up. You also don't know what spirit is preparing you for. And so be willing to be open to help in all the forms it comes in. It could be a family member saying, hey, I want to gift you with this amount of money. I know for me, because I like to be independent as fuck to my own detriment sometimes, I would be like, no. The way I see it is that God needs to support me through this business. I'm not going to take that. But now I'm like, girl, that is the fastest way to close the door on the flow of abundance. And so I don't do that as much now. Now, you can create a reliance on help where then you just are not taking care of yourself. And so be mindful of that too. I think that's where my pendulum swings, is because I saw so many people in my childhood and my early adult years relying so heavily on a support system instead of supporting themselves. And I was like, well, I don't want to be like that. So I'm going to be hyper independent. So it is a balance, but I think if you're staying authentic and you're staying connected to who you really are, and you're not making a whole bunch of things mean a whole bunch of things. Like 2020, I made the PPP loan, made up that whole big fucking story. I made that up. The money was available to me. I'm a woman in business, a single woman in business. It would have been a tremendous help to me, right? But I made up a whole story. I made up a whole story. There were some other reasons why I made up the story too. Some areas where I needed to get my financial life in order. And I made up the story to make excuses. Yeah, we do wacky things. So stay centered in your truth. Call yourself on your bullshit. Also know when you have built a reliance around help instead of, you know, standing in your power and taking care of yourself. And then also be aware of when help is really help, good quality help, and when it's, you know, it's messy. And those that have been in situations where somebody offered help and it came with strings, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So trust yourself, pray about it, do what feels good to you, be willing to clean up the stories, be willing to release any limiting perspectives you're holding, and then accept the help because it opens you up to greater levels of abundance. All right. So again, the message is allow help to be a channel, and a channel to more abundance. Right. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And help, again, help can come in a lot of different forms. It's not necessarily just monetary help. It could be someone helping you out with a problem, you know? And so in doing that, you open the door to abundance. So don't think you have to do it all on your own. I think essentially that's what that message is saying. And in that, you embody so much power. You become powerful. All right. Take care of yourselves. Have a beautiful September. May you prosper in every way possible. And if in doubt, just listen to these messages again and listen to some affirmations and be willing to rise above the noise and do what feels right and true to you. All right. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the show.